Those of you that are out there, this is good evening to all of the RBN listeners. This is not the Jack McGlam. This is the Drew Raines doing Jack McGlam's show this evening. We would like to honor Jack in doing a show for him as he travels over to Indiana to take care of his wife in a medical procedure that in his family need. I send prayers out to Jack and Angela, and I pray that most of you that are listening to the Jack McGlam show tonight will take a moment of time in your daily lives and send a message to Angie and to Jack and pray for them in your way that you so desire. This is the Jack McGlam Show. This is October the 31st, 2005, and this is the Jack McGlam Show, and this is Drew Raines sitting in for Jack McGlam. We're going to do this show as fast as I can, as time permits. I'm going to bring forth some information and nothing but the truth, as this is the radio station that if you can't handle the truth, there's other radio stations. We suggest you go visit them. In this first little segment here, to get started, I'm asking all of you to pay attention, to give RBN support, and to give support to all of the hosts that take time out of their day. They're not being paid by John Stadtmiller to do this, but John Stadtmiller has some big bills to pay, so do what you can. Support the advertisers that come in and take time to spend their money in advertising their products. I also hope and pray that you will take time out of your day to send a contribution up to Jack McGlam at Aid and Abet for his Aid and Abet newsletter. Even purchase his Aid and Abet newsletter. It comes out 4 times a year on a quarterly. And this is the policeman's and military newsletter. It's the constitutional issues for lawmen and soldiers. On the very front page of his last edition, he says, the duty of a patriot is to protect his country from government. That was written by Thomas Paine in 1791. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, we are patriots today. If you're listening and you're paying attention and you're supporting and helping RBN, you are a patriot. You are trying to get the truth because you can handle the truth. We need to get the truth out there to as many people as we possibly can. Pass it around to your neighbors. Buy the show. Tape the show. Download the show. Get the shows out there to your neighbors and let the truth be known. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That is found in the Bible, John chapter 8, verse 32. With that said, I'm going to quote Ron Suskin. We're an empire. We are an empire now. And when we act, we create our own reality. That was a quote of Ron Suskin in the New York Times on the 17th day of October. Today, October the 31st, ends the bloodiest month in the United States military action in Iraq. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our friends, our husbands, our wives, our daughters, our sons, our nephews, our nieces. You've got somebody you know possibly that is serving in Iraq, and they're dying, and I'd like to know what they're dying for. We'll be right back after this break to pay the bills.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is the Jack McLam Show, and obviously it's not Jack McLam tonight. This is a tirade of Drew Rain sitting in for Jack McLam. I've had enough, and it's got to stop. We as the citizens of America need to wake up, tell our friends, network, get the word out there, get the truth out there, let people know what is the truth. You know the truth. It will set you free. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can't handle the truth, you're listening to the wrong network. Support RBN. And we're going to have a little segment here, and I'm going to let you know how mad I am. Last night, CNN, that's the Communist News Network, CNN Presents ran a one-hour program that in the very beginning, the announcer says to everyone it was a year's investigation. I think it was over 2 years, possibly. The information it brought forth was the criminal activity of government and agents within government that go all the way to the FBI in the corroboration of evidence that puts people in jail. And prosecutors don't care about the truth. They care about how many people they can put in jail. Policemen and sheriffs around the nation do the best they can and have to rely on CSI individuals, CSI laboratories, and certified laboratories that death, do forensic evidence and look at things. Jack McLamb had to come to Arkansas, and he got totally upset when he found that a former sheriff, when I say former, he's former because he's dead. He was shot. Who by? The FBI. The FBI, an alphabet agency that was created by legislative acts. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've had enough. I've served in Vietnam. I've been shot. I volunteered 3 times to go over there. Fortunately for me, I made it there and back. I came back alive. I'm a decorated Marine, combat veteran. I don't care what people tell me that the government is there to protect us. When I see the government coming to my door, I'm going to go grab my gun because I'm upset. America needs to wake up. The government, the black-booted thugs are not there to protect us anymore. This is nothing more than George III in the 1700s. We've got a military aspect of government in government. The government has become a military arm of civilians controlling the military with the fact that they're civilians, but they have got the idea that because they are the civilian arm, they can order the generals around. We have a 4-star general several months ago that was forced to retire because he uncovered a dastardly deed. We have a full-bird colonel that's retired in the last week. He's come out of the military because he's fed up with what's going on. We have men and women dying in Iraq right now as we speak. 7 more Marines died today in Iraq. Why? Why are we there? Granted, I was all for it in the beginning because of the lies that were fed to me. I am a former Marine that loves America. I want to protect America from evil. But the evil has invaded the 10-square-mile area, i.e. known as Washington, D.C. If George Washington were alive today, he would be mastering arms against this evil. We've got to act, not in military. We don't need to grab our guns and go to Washington. What we need to do is unite ourselves publicly. Get involved. Run for public office. Find out who the sheriff is. Let the sheriff know that he is the senior law enforcement officer in the parish or the county. When I say parish, Louisiana comes to mind. We don't have counties. We have parishes. We come under the old Napoleonic Code. We have a system of government that far reaches anything than the other 49 states. We have a uniform commercial code and contract law code that far is superior. It's all there in black and white in print. The corruption is hard to overcome. But we've got evil men and women in office. We've got evil men and women running the court system. We've got corrupt people in black robes that are nothing better than the 1936 Gestapo. I'm mad. I'm furious. You can tell it in my voice. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to start getting involved. If you don't want to pick up the phone and get involved on the radio or you don't want to personally get involved in running for office, find somebody that's got the stamina and the perseverance to stand up with a little guts. We've got to start doing something. You find out who your local sheriff is. Find out if he's a godly Christian man or a man that believes in a creator, Abraham's father. That's what this nation was built on. Freedom of religion is here, but it was also built by men and women of that day who had morals. They didn't walk around in luncheons telling dirty jokes about milking a horse when he first got on the farm, and that was done by the first lady at a luncheon, making a cute joke. Fine. You know, everybody does jokes. Everybody has a rude joke every once in a while. But to me, the buck stops on my desk. Harry Truman said it right. The buck stops here. John Stadtmuller says it right. The buck stops on his desk. RBN is his station. It's his life. He put the fourth out. He controls it. He can come forth and do what he so desires. God bless him for putting everything together. There's truth out there. The truth will set you free. I'm mad. When I watched the Communist News Network presentation last night, I literally steamed. And when I rewatched it today, you could have cooked them steak on my head. Forget the eggs. The eggs would have been boiled rotten before the steak, but because the steak had already been cooked. In that presentation, I found out and I discovered that the Federal Bureau of Investigation attempted to buffalo the general public that they can tell and ascertain that one batch of lead that's put in the bullet is different from another batch of lead that's made down the road. Ladies and gentlemen, how stupid was that accusation? It's been documented and proven you can't tell. We've got people that go out there with 2 hours or 2 weeks of training, and they set up an office, put together business cards, and the next thing they do is they say they're a certified office for investigation of criminal acts. Only three states in our United States have any real documentation. New York City was, their CSI was so bad at one time, people were going to jail because the criminals were substituting evidence because they knew somebody. We've got judges in New York City right now that are paying $50,000 so they can sit on the bench and rule. Now, what complacency is that? If they're sitting on a bench and they're paying $50,000 to be a judge, that tells me that there's a lot of parking tickets not being paid. Somebody's not getting that fine that's been levied because the housing district goes out and inspects some tenant homes, and they get fined $20,000 because they're forcing people to live in a tenant home with no heat or no proper running water. When I say proper running water, I know for a fact there's a tenant building in New York City that sits next door to my first cousin who lives there. And he tells me that tenant house has got lead pipes. Lead pipes. Wait a minute. Lead pipes? That's dangerous. But they still have them. What's going on in New York City? I have no clue. I don't live there. But there may be somebody that's listening to this voice that's living there. Ladies and gentlemen, get mad. There is a sheriff in every county in the United States. He's the chief law enforcement officer. He's the one that puts the foot down, not the judge. Granted, the judge can put stipulations on the sheriff, but the judge can't keep the FBI out of the county or the parish. The sheriff can, and there's a lot of great men out there that can be sheriffs or are sheriffs. Wyoming's got the largest good sheriffs in America. Wyoming is one of those rural states, people. There's very few people, less than 500,000 people, or 600,000, excuse me, less than 600,000 people reside in the state. There's a lot of land up there. And there's a lot of good men acting as officers, police officers and sheriffs and deputy sheriffs. The police and military newsletter attempts to get the truth out there to officers, and by doing so, those officers help other officers know what the truth is. There's the music, ladies and gentlemen. We got to pay the sponsors, take a break, get a cup of coffee, and come back and visit.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Therefore, that gives us a small segment of time before the next break. This is Drew Raines setting in for Jack McLam on the Jack McLam Show. I want to invite callers to call in after the next segment. That'll be the 25 minutes before the hour. The lines will be opened to comment on anything you so desire. But I've got something else I want you to know. There are sheriffs in Louisiana that are not going to put up with FEMA, and they are telling the FEMA agents to drop it. They're not going to mandate any of these situations on the people. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, it has now been relatively known to the people in Louisiana, and it's reaching out to the rest of America. If you've got your home in Louisiana and it's been destroyed, FEMA is come in and telling you you have to build your house 14 feet above ground level. 14 feet above ground level. Ladies and gentlemen, Hurricane Katrina was a Category 4 storm. That is massive. If the house is built 14 feet above sea level and it is in the path of the hurricane, it's going to be destroyed. The government doesn't need to tell people how to build a home. The government needs to stay out of building homes. We, the people, own America. George Washington, 8 years ago, said it best. Government is not of the people, I mean, God, not to enforce the people. It is of the people. Government is an evil mandated thing that we must have. He described in his Farewell to Arms that was basically written by Alexander Hamilton in his address to the American people when he left office. Okay, quote, while choice and prudence invite me to quit the political scene, patriotism does not forbid it. George Washington was our first president. He led the way. He showed us what we were supposed to have. The unity of government is a main pillar in the edifice of your real independence, of your tranquility at home, your peace abroad, of your safety, of your prosperity, of that liberty which you so highly prize. Liberty is the word today, freedom. That is quote from George Washington. When I saw this Communist News Network, CNN, present and saw the evil that's being done by men and women using the name of government official to put people in jail, I started to investigate why. To make it look good, to justify their job? Then I discovered that we have the most populated prison system in the world for populace. That means, what that means is, per capita, we have more people in jail than any other country in the world. That includes per capita people in China, a country that has 1.4 billion people. You would think that the Chinese would have more people per capita in jail, but they don't. We've got a problem in America, and it's sitting in a 10-square-mile area of Washington, D.C., and I'm mad. I hope and pray that you all will wake up and start seeing this. Research this yourself. You don't have to believe me. Research. When the FBI lies and a man goes to jail for 15 years and he's finally proven innocent because the DNA testing was foiled because of a water leak in the room where the DNA took place, that is a travesty in and of itself. Commingling evidence of one crime to another is another travesty. We've got people in government that are putting people in jail because what are they doing? They're putting them in jail to go to work for 45 cents an hour to make things, products that are sold. It started in the 1860s. With Ohio Tool Company buying labor to build the Ohio plane. You know what a plane is? That levels the door or scrapes the wood off the side of a door so you can shut and close a door when it warps a tad bit. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the corporation is a military industrial complex, and it's taking over the United States. It's individuals in private sector that are buying our government officials. George Washington stressed the importance of religion and morality. He also stressed the importance and warned us against a party system, whether it be two, three, or four parties. Quote, it serves to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms. Kindles the animosity of one against another. It opens the door to foreign influence and corruption. Thus, the policy and will of the country are subjected to the policies of another. There's the music. I'll be right back. I want to talk about this just a second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the train manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back. We paid a few bills out there, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming back on the air, and I wanted to dissect that quote from George Washington's farewell address. In his first little statement, I quote, "It serves to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration." He's talking about a two-party system. Democrats say they can run the country better. Republicans say they can run the country better. The libertarians say they can run the country better. The independents say that they should run the country. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stop this bigotry and look out for the liberty of Americans. We need to get out of this attitude that one party is better than another. There is a gentleman that was working for CSI in Montana who was in the Democratic Party. There is an attorney general that is running that state. And he says that no more investigations need to be done on that particular CSI investigator, even though three people were found innocent after investigating his fingerprints. This guy looked at fingerprints through his interpretation, found people guilty, and one of those people was on the death row, Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a problem. When the attorney general comes in and says, well, we don't need to investigate the other 10,000 people that are in jail, because of the mistake, because they were put there not by him investigating their fingerprint. Wait a minute. Those other 10,000, what's the rest of the story? This man investigated, he has 10,000 cases over a course of 17 years where people have gone to jail. They've either gone or they're still in jail or they've gone and served time that were ranting and raving. Some of them were ranting and raving that they were innocent because he did a DNA test or he did a hair sample test. And he malfunctioned that, but nobody's come forth. Fortunately, here in America, we've got God-fearing Christian, God-loving moral people, whether they're a Christian or not, but they're moral people that believe in the Christian values, in a Creator's value, and they fear our Creator, that are working behind the scenes to get the truth out. But we've got people in government that aren't letting the truth out. They don't want, they're afraid of the truth. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. The truth needs to be out there. I'm at it. We need to get the truth out there. John Stadmiller is doing the best he can to get the truth out there. So people stand up. Learn what the truth is. Educate yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Find out for yourself. You will be surprised. It is the duty of a patriot to protect his country from the government. So said Thomas Paine in 1791. Protect the country from the government? That's a massive statement that's 214 years old. We've got a government that's putting our men, women, children in harm's way. In 1989, 1990, the first Gulf War, 580,000 men and women soldiers went to the first Gulf War. 580,000. A total of 325,000 of those troops are now disabled. But the investigators at the FBI say these people are not disabled because of what happened to them over there with depleted uranium. 11,000 of those 580,000 died, have died. 11,000 men and women have died since the first Gulf War. We've lost over 2,000 men and women right now in Iraq. 28,000 civilians have died for an illegal war. I'm ashamed to be an American right now and not being able to go out and do more for America. I love this country. I will die for the freedom of everybody to stand up on the steps and say, I do not like your attitude. I do not like the network. I will stand up and fight to the death for your right to believe or not believe in God. I have a moral standard. I will not go out and work with immoral people. I don't have to tell you who immoral people are. The Bible tells you who are immoral people. If immoral people want to act up in their bedroom, that's their business between them and our Creator. That's not between me and them, and I don't like it forced down my throat. We have televisions. There's good TV out there, and there's bad TV. I elect to use the television for the news and the views and get the information that CNN Presents brought forth last night through that network. I don't totally agree with the CNN news people, but Hurricane brought forth the truth. In America, we had uncovered the corruption of government. FEMA has made its evil face come forth. Now they're trying to tell people how to build their house. We need to get more truth out there. We need to tell the people, our friends and neighbors, that government is there to work for us, not give us demands and tell us what to do. Once upon a time in America, we had a right to travel across this great nation without papers. Today, I hear your papers, please. You go through a roadblock. Your papers, please. Do you have a driver's, your driver's license, your insurance, your registration? When I go buy a refrigerator, I'm given a bill of sale. That bill of sale tells me I own that refrigerator, what that serial number is on that refrigerator. I don't pick up the phone and call the state capitol or fill out a form and pass it to the state capitol and tell the state capitol that I have a refrigerator with a serial number. And that, do I have permission to plug it into a utility pole and run that refrigerator? Why should I have to buy an automobile that has a serial number known as a VIN number and give it to the state and tell the state, here's the state of Arkansas, here's my VIN number. Now I want a certificate to tell me that I own it. But I got a bill of sale here from Ford Motor Company that tells me that I bought it in Detroit. It's called an original equipment manufacturer's title. Now, that's not a certificate. It's my property. Why should I have to give it to somebody to have permission to use it? Why should I have to ask permission to travel across the highways that belong to the people? When the gasoline is taxed to pay for the roads. In the state of Arkansas, there is a CAFRA report out there that proved to me last week there's $13 trillion sitting around in banks, in investments around the United States in the stock market, $13 trillion that's earning money for the state. Wait a minute. We don't need, what do we got that for? This is wrong. We have a society that's eating our lunch. Now, I understand we've got a caller online, and I'd like to take that call. It's Al from Colorado. I'm sorry, Al, to leave you on hold for so long. Come on in here.
Well, I enjoy your ranting, as you say.
I heard that. What can we do for you, Al?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Drew. This is my opinion that I'm going to give under the First Amendment. I'm not happy to say it. But the United States government is so out of control, I do not see what we call a peaceful solution, if you catch my drift.
I understand.
I do not want the other way, but I think we have no choice, and it's coming there, sir. This is my opinion now I'm giving.
I understand exactly where you're at. This is one of the things that's got me so infuriated. When I watched this program last night and I look, and we're not talking about one or two or three people. There are hundreds, if not thousands of people, in there are 3,600 counties in America. That's counties and parishes in the 50 United States and territories.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, how many of those people, how many people in these counties and parishes are in jail erroneously for something they didn't do? But they just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time with no alibi.
Drew, I'm going to come down the Little Rock there and go in your dictionary, and I'm going to take a dark black pencil, and I'm going to take the words fair and justice out of the dictionary because they don't belong.
You mean you're going to pair a pair of scissors and cut them out?
Well, whatever. You either cross them out, cut them out, take them out, throw them out. Drew, I agree with you. This is the greatest country in the world. We have criminals running it. We have an idiot listening to his daddy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. This man can't barely tie his own shoes, let alone blow his nose.
Well, I don't know if he can do that, but I know he daggum well can't milk a horse. Especially a male horse.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Anyway,
Drew, like
yes, sir.
Drew, the morals that this country was founded upon and the principles are out the window. It's how much money can we make? How much can we tax Drew and Al and Jack and all the listeners? It's the almighty dollar, which is a piece of paper that has no value. But we've got the sheep going to, the church of Sunday afternoon football, and all they care about, Drew, is what is the score and when is the next game. Am I right or wrong?
You're right. You're hitting the nail right on the head. George Washington stressed the importance of religion and morality.
in his farewell to arms, farewell address.
Uh-huh.
He stressed that. He said, where is the security of for property, for the reputation, for life, if the sense of religious obligation desert the oath, which are the instrument of investigation in courts of justice?
Drew, that car ain't yours, that house ain't yours, and that toilet paper in your wallet is the property of a private organization called the Federal Reserve, very badly misnamed.
Well, fortunately for me, I'm one of the extreme few that have what is referred to as outright ownership.
I understand
and, of my
car.
Home, and I own it. I don't have a monthly house payment.
I understand,
and,
but you are paying
actually,
taxes to the county, are you not?
But I still have to pay county taxes.
That's
and
right.
With that said, you know and I know and the listeners know that they can take the house away from me if I don't pay the taxes.
If you don't pay those taxes, they will take from you from that in a New York second.
Well, no, it's not a New York second. It's a New York nanosecond.
Yeah, or whatever. Well, you know what I'm saying. We've got a problem in this country. There are good people in government, but unfortunately there aren't enough of them. We got the inmates running the asylum, and until we get rid of these people, and I have told you on many occasions privately when we have conversed that the biggest mistake made in the United States Constitution is they didn't get their rear ends out of there in 2 years, and no perks, no bennies, no nothing. That was a mistake.
I appreciate the call, Al. Thank you very much, and you're right on. You
God
have
bless,
said it.
Sir.
God bless you, sir. You said it. You stressed the importance right there. George Washington stressed the importance. Yes, we should have had an amendment to the Constitution. I don't agree with the 2 years as far as getting in office, but I agree with the fact of term limitations. Figure 4 years in and out and get the heck out of Dodge. No retirement. None whatsoever. We should have a stable public credit, period. We should be, huh? We've got to get ourselves back into the fact that we have money in every state in the union that is in the CAFRA reports that are available. A CAFRA, if you don't know what a CAFRA is, find out. It's CAFR. Type it in your computer and look for it. The CAFR report tells you about the millions and billions and trillions of dollars that the government has. Unseemly amount of money that's being used to enslave us. George Washington warned us about permanent foreign alliances. Permanent foreign alliances. What is a permanent foreign alliance? A treaty with the United Nations. A treaty with the Zionist Jewish nation known as Israel. It is our true policy to stay clear of permanent alliances with any portion of the foreign world. Unquote. George Washington, 1796. In his farewell address, he said they have been fighting, meaning the rest of the world, i.e. Europe, i.e. the Middle East, they have been fighting for millions of or thousands of years. I say they've been fighting for millions, if they'd been around a million years ago. We have got to wake up. We've got to start taking care of our own. We don't need 10,000 or 11,000 men and women dying because of a war that happened 14 years ago. I got another caller on the line. Let's bring that caller in. Who do we have here? Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I wanted to say ditto to your caller that called. I just sit back. I turned 59, and I'm looking for another country to leave.
Rita, you're right on point. I want to give you kudos for listening to you call in to RBN. You're one of the few articulate, knowledgeable women out there with Renee over in North Carolina. I think that we need more people like you to stand up and voice your truth and your opinions. And you say you want to live in another country. Let me tell you, I've already looked at countries, and I've already made this statement publicly. I would stand on the shores of Venezuela to stop an invasion of Venezuela, because that is a duly elected president looking out for the people of Venezuela. Now, I'm not telling people to move to Venezuela. I'm not telling you to move to any other country. We've got a fight right here in America.
Well, I agree with you. We have a fight. I don't encourage anybody to go public. I've been sitting back for years watching one by one them being either, most of them being set up on these fictitious charges and run through the daggum court system, as you have, succinctly described it. I just heard that there was I celebrate when the cops get shot.
Renee, we got a music caller. Let me interrupt you. I want to bring you right back
right
after this break. I want you to finish up. We'll let the tail hook come down for the show. We'll go break for our sponsors, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with Rita from Texas.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Okay, we're gonna bring this show to a closure here. Rita in Texas, welcome back there.
Thank you. Sir, I'd like to also say that I firmly believe that if people would start looking at the infiltration of our country is basically controlled by the Jews, and also Freemasonry, which is a secret criminal organization. And when there is a revolution, it's either going to be the Christians that are going to be mass massacred as they were in Mexico and France, and also China and Russia, or it's going to be the Freemasons and the Jews that are going to get their comeuppance. And there is a daggum internet that people need to investigate this. I have a great contempt for these people, and these people murder people when they speak out for the truth.
You're right on, Rita.
And you know, the wages of sin is death. I have no sympathy for any of those people that are over there in Iraq. As far as I'm concerned, they're looking at the wrong target, and that target is right there in Washington, D.C. Until they get their heads together, I'm not for them, sir.
You're right on, Rita. I really appreciate your call, and thank you for your support. And I'm thanking you for Jack McLam as well.
All right, thank you. God bless you.
God bless. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lady that gets involved, just like Renee over in North Carolina. Y'all have to listen to franklyspeakingradio.com. He comes on right after this show at 6 a.m. in the morning. And I want to reiterate from John Stadtmiller making his little presentation there to pay the bills. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got something that you need to buy before you go buy it somewhere, check out the RBN store and see if it can be purchased there. I personally am the CEO of Matrix Energy Systems, and I've already pledged some money to RBN. The big contract has not come through, but one of these days that big contract's going to come through, and I will make my pledge full-heartedly to RBN. We need more programs like our radio stations like RBN. We need the micro broadcasters to continue to get the news and the truth out there, for the truth will set you free. Rita has found out the truth. It's the Zionists that are in control. We have a new Zionist that is about to take over the Federal Reserve. And in the Federal Reserve's own book of modern money mechanics, it says the actual process of money creation takes place primarily in the banks. I'm going to repeat that. The actual process of money creation takes place primarily in the banks. This morning I made a statement about the younger brothers being shot up by the citizens of a town that prevented them from robbing a bank. In those days, money wasn't created by the banks. It was the hard sweat and blood of the workers, the cowboys, the store clerks, the people in the community that worked hard and traded back and forth. Money is a mean of exchange. Gold and silver is a mean of exchange that's millions of years old. Thousands of years old in modern man's history. Gold and silver has been here. Think about it. Food, water, store it. You should have, accordingly, you should have at least a 3-month supply of food in your home and at least a week supply of water. This is the tail hooks coming down for the show, ladies and gentlemen. I've sat in for Jack McLam, and I pray to the Lord that he watches over Jack and Angela as they travel over to Indiana. And I pray that you will stay tuned to RBN and come back to our show again on another day. God bless you, and thank you for inviting me into your home.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.